The XPRIZE Foundation, in its never-ending quest to bring about new ideas, is looking for somebody to design a Star Trek-like tricorder. Lots of companies and developers are jumping on the bandwagon. In Focus on Technology, Ann Thompson reports University of Cincinnati researchers, not a part of the competition, already have prototypes.
The Star Trek way was to detect information about the unknown with a handheld device. It could scan for geological, meteorological, and biological purposes, as demonstrated by this toy from Diamond Select Toys.
Getting another life reading, Captain. Azimuth 93 degrees, range 1570 yards. An alien metal of some kind.
Imagine monitoring your own health and diagnosing disease with just an electronic patch and a smartphone. It's in the works inside a UC lab with initial funding from the Air Force Research Lab at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base and 20 other partners. Unlike other so-called tricorder devices, this one uses sweat to determine medical conditions. Squash is a very sweaty game, and that is why Jason Heikenfeld met me at the UC Recreation Center to talk about the benefits of sweat. New findings suggest that most of the biomarkers found in blood are available in sweat, in some cases at higher concentrations. So that means if you have an illness or condition, you can detect it with a couple of drops of sweat. No needle, no complications.
And so that is the sort of the holy grail that's been talked about for a while now in medicine, is how do you get access in an easy and convenient way to all these molecules in the body? Because if you've got that, you've got all the knowledge you've ever desired.
Heikenfeld is a UC professor in the School of Electronic and Computing Systems. In the past, sweat has been safe for things like sensing electrolyte balances. But since it can show everything blood does, Heikenfeld is banking on this easily accessible fluid and recently tested people on a treadmill. He has four prototypes. The first has no electronics and is based on paper and plastics. It collects sweat on a Band-Aid every 2 minutes. He removes it and takes it to a lab for analysis. The second sample is designed to replace blood draws at the doctor's office. It stimulates sweat and then has an instrument read it. The third is for first responders. It has a strap with sweat stimulation and detects and diagnoses a stroke in less than 5 minutes. The final version is the tricorder. It's an electronic patch that communicates the information to your smartphone and potentially to your doctor.
Right now we've embedded RFID and sensor chips in an actual Band-Aid, essentially. And we've done that collaborating with 3M, who makes a lot of the medical textiles and adhesives. In the future, you'll probably go to even more powerful communication protocols like Bluetooth, because you have to be data secure too. And so RFID, anyone can go up and read it in some cases. And so you have all the HIPAA and all the other requirements. You need to have a secure data transmission in the end.
The Air Force sees plenty of military applications.
Their problem was pretty simple. So you have a fighter jet, and you have $100 million worth of technology, and you have a human there which has very little technology investment in it to improve the human performance. And so they said, what sort of technology should we be developing to kind of bring the ratio of investment of technology in the machines and things like that into parity with the performance of the human? And so if you can monitor the performance of the human, then you can find ways to augment it and improve it real time as well.
On the battlefield, if a chemical agent has been released, the device could potentially detect exposure and warn to get everyone out of the way as soon as possible. Testing on the first prototype is underway. Because Heikenfeld says it's a pain to get somebody to sweat every time he wants to test the patch, his team has invented the first artificial skin to mimic sweat.
And it has all the skin texture and the pore density and all those features, so we can actually put our devices on this artificial skin and do simulation as well. So we've spent a ton of time basically building up the real tools we'll need to move at a very fast pace now.
A few of the prototypes electronically stimulate sweat so the patient doesn't have to. The paper and plastics patch could be on the market in a couple of years. The other patches could take 10 to 20 years before they are commercially available. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Ann Thompson.